Since this past summer, we've been reporting on a rash of nursing home closures in Washington. It's 19 facilities and counting since 2017. Now it seems momentum is building to raise nursing home reimbursement rates when lawmakers convene in January. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has been tracking this issue and joins me live with more details. Austin, help us understand the scope of the problem. How many nursing homes are there in Washington, and how does 19 closures compare?
So, Kirsten, there are about 200 skilled nursing facilities in the state. We asked Mick Coles of the Coles Research Group a few months ago. He tracks the industry. We asked him to pull the stats, and he found that there had been 31 closures over 9 years, the previous 9 years. So now the state has seen nearly 20 closures in less than 3 years. It certainly seems like the pace of closures has picked up. Now, some of these facilities have actually closed down. Others have converted to serving assisted living residents. But the bottom line is when this happens, it is very disruptive to the residents. So far, these closures and conversions have affected more than 1,000 people. And these are obviously people in vulnerable stages of their lives.
Where do the residents go when this happens?
So what happens is the nursing homes, and if it's a Medicaid patient, the state will get involved, will help find new placements for these residents. But that can take weeks and sometimes even months. It is especially hard to find nursing homes that will take a person on Medicaid because the Medicaid reimbursement rate is much lower than what, say, private pay insurance would be paying.
And those rates are what the nursing home industry says is leading to the closures?
That's correct. So currently there are about 9,500 Medicaid clients being served in nursing homes in Washington. The state pays an average of $216 a day for those clients, compared to Oregon, which pays about $326 a day on average for a Medicaid client. Now, the industry has been saying for months that these rates are too low, that especially nursing homes that have a higher mix of Medicaid patients simply can't cover their day-to-day costs at that rate, and that that's what's leading to these closures.
Of course, one of the higher profile closures was Cairo Northwest in Seattle's Central District, which provided culturally sensitive care to the area's Asian and Pacific Islander community. Now the Department of Social and Health Services is proposing a potential fix. What is it?
So the Department of Social and Health Services, DSHS, has put forth a proposal to Governor Jay Inslee for this coming January when they're writing a supplemental budget. That's an update to the state's two-year budget. And the proposal is to boost nursing home rates by about $29 million, again, in the current budget. Federal funds would cover half of that because Medicaid is a state federal matching program. The way they would do this is by moving to annual rate recalculations instead of the current biennial system. There would also be an inflator mechanism because often nursing home rates are based on cost data that's as much as 4 years old. So DSHS is saying by moving to an annual rebase, as it's called, with inflation will help stabilize the industry and avoid a situation where there's an actual shortage of nursing home beds.
Huh. Well, there's also a similar proposal, right, from the ranking Republican on the Senate Long-Term Care Committee?
Yes, State Senator Steve O'Bann from Pierce County on Friday held a news conference. He is planning to introduce legislation that closely mirrors what DSHS is proposing. He's calling the situation a crisis. He was joined at his news conference by representatives of the AARP and the state's long-term care ombudsman office, as well as two displaced residents who'd had to move off Fashion Island when their facility closed.
Well, I'm wondering what Democrats are saying about this.
Sure. So Democrats obviously are in control of both the House and the Senate, so this will land in their lap when they come back in January. State Representative Eileen Cody is the longtime chair of the House Healthcare Committee. She's very sensitive to the fact that this is disruptive to the residents. She's also a bit more wary of the industry's claims. She points out that the way nursing home rates are calculated, the formula was reformulated back in 2016, so not that long ago. She says that was done in bipartisan fashion and with the support of the industry. And she also says that nursing home closures are nothing new. She says Washington has the best long-term care system in the country and that nursing homes are often people's last choices. That said, she's willing to support and even sponsor the DSHS proposal. She, though, opposes putting an automatic inflator into the law. She says she'll agree to a one-time inflation adjustment.
Well, it sounds like a lot of eyes will be on the legislature as they talk about this issue with so many people who have loved ones in nursing home care or are considering putting loved ones in nursing home care.
And with an aging population, this is only going to become more and more of an issue. We hear about the silver tsunami. We hear about the aging baby boomers. Long-term care is not going away as an issue of concern for this state.
All right, Austin, thanks so much. We know you'll stay on the story.
Indeed. Thanks.